You ought to be happy to be here today. You know, I think God's people, ought, when they come to the house of God, they ought to come with enthusiasm in their hearts, because the Lord is good to us, folks. And He has blessed us so wonderfully. And we have so much to be thankful for. And we come up this yesterday, and we were looking on the roadside and with the brethren with us, and we stopped and looked at some of the home sites. It wasn't too many years ago that we experienced some of those kind of things with the cured meat house and the old fireplace and the cracks in the floor, and God has brought us a long way. And I'm afraid and hoping that in this day that we're not taking for granted the blessings that God has indeed given us, and that we are indeed mindful to give Him that credit and glory and praise that He has done for us. I do desire an interest in your prayer and trust that you will be in prayer for us as we try to speak to you from God's Word. And I do call your attention to the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians. And I'd like to give to you one little short verse and trust that God can enable us that we might bring some truth to you this morning. Because God's Word is but truth. And I trust that we may have liberty to be able to speak on this subject. In the fourth chapter of the Philippian letter, I read to you from verse 13, a very powerful verse of Scripture. Here in this 13th verse, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If you want a title to the discourse, we will call it, I Can. I Can. Here we find the Apostle Paul, I believe, speaking one of the most powerful and the most dynamic verses that he ever recorded while he was on the earth. Not that all of them were not important, and they are. But this is a verse of Scripture that he recorded that indeed is a very powerful verse, because it indeed should bring to us and bear it very heavenly upon our hearts and minds, the victory and the reality that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So many of us as God's people fail to grasp in the later heart that which God has done for us and what is available to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God's people, my friend, have a reason to lift up our voices this morning. We have a reason to have our heads high. We have a reason to walk with strong backs, because why? We have a resurrected and risen Savior who indeed is the source of all of our help and our strength. And so here the Apostle makes this verse of Scripture as Paul says, I can do all things through Christ. Now I'd like to ask this question to you. Do you believe that with all your heart this morning? Do you believe, because it is so critical in the life of God's people that we believe that? Because if we fail to believe that, then no wonder we fall victim to the enemy and the adversary of the brethren. And that is that one who would desire to not remove our eternal salvation. He cannot, but he certainly can cause us great grief and harm and trouble while we travel in this life. And so that of the adversary, the devil, can serve us many, many heartaches and grief. But God's people need to realize what we have in Jesus Christ. And we don't always do that. And we need to know what's available to us. Life is not easy at its very best. And we need something more than money in our pocketbooks and a job, far beyond that. And that need in our life is the ever-present abiding reality that we have a living, resurrected Savior who is on the right hand of our Father. And He's there for you and I. And He's there to give us that need that we need in our lives. So here, let us look at this verse as we may digest it for a moment. The Apostle says, I can do all things. Let us look at the little word, I. The little word, I, is a personal pronoun. It references and brings to our attention the fact that He is accepting responsibility. If He is going to draw the strength that is in Christ, it is up to Him to realize and to be a willing to accept that responsibility. Now, we are living in a day when men do not want to accept, and I don't want to just say you brethren, I'm talking about sisters as well. We're living in a day when people want to shun responsibility. Now, it hasn't just started. You know, Adam tried it in the garden, but it didn't work then, and it's not working today. Adam tried to blame the woman that ultimately blamed God because of his failure. When he eat of that forbidden fruit, he says, Lord, he says, the woman which thou gavest me. In other words, he eat of the fruit that she gave him, but he really wanted to blame God for the fact because the woman was given to him of the Lord. And so man has tried to shift responsibility when it comes to the our lives. And those of you that are in the workforce like myself, we know that it's getting even far more difficult in our society because people do not want to stand up and be responsible for their actions. And we find that from the president of our nation right on down. And so we as God's people must realize that we are responsible to God. Now, as I must accept responsibility for my action, if I am going to enjoy and bring into my life that of the reality and the strength that is available to me as a child of God, I have to do it myself. Did you understand what we said? That if I'm going to draw and if I'm going to enjoy the blessings in God's kingdom, it is I that's going to have to do that. You can't do that for me. Now, as much as you may love somebody, and you know I could have stayed in South Georgia, but I wouldn't enjoy the blessings that I will receive in this meeting I received last night and pray to receive through the remaining of this service. It required an effort on my part, as it did for you, to come here today. So if I am going to be able to do, I must realize that I've got a job and responsibility on my part. I can't shift that to somebody else. I can't shift the responsibility of praying. I can't shift the responsibility of reading God's Word for me. You know, many times I'm afraid we as Old Baptists, we want the preacher to do all our reading for us and all our studying for us. But the problem is, you just don't get much out of it when that's all you are receiving. If you're not applying yourself to the Word of God and studying the Word of God and reading, my friend, when the preacher preaches and you go away and you don't get much, then blame yourself. And sometimes you say, well, that man didn't preach a lick to me. Did you prepare to hear the preaching that day? You know, there's an effort on our part. The Bible says, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Now, I know there's many applications to that, but I believe it means that you and I, if we come here this morning, if we haven't prepared ourselves, then when you don't get much out of this service, you blame yourself. Because God will keep His promise to you, His children. So, He says, Paul was acknowledging the responsibility that was on him. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That means I must acknowledge that I got a job to do. I've got a responsibility before God. My friends, we're not on this earth as God's children just to meander around and waste our lives. You know, we're on this earth for a purpose. We're here for a purpose. Every flower that blooms in the flower beds, they're here for a purpose. What? They're here for the glory of God. And you're not here just to frivol your life away. You're here on this earth for the glory and to the power of Almighty God, to praise your Creator. Now, if I'm going to do that, then I must realize that I have to that responsibility is on me. And I tell you, I believe that we need people in our society and workforce and our government, and I'll tell you, we need among the old Baptist people to be able to rise up and fulfill their rightful position and feel their responsibility in the house of God. God's house, my friend, needs backbones. We don't just need jawbones. We need people who are willing to stand for the cause of Jesus Christ. We need people who are willing to take that responsibility when the house of God is meeting to be present and accounted. Oh, my friend, there is such a need. We wonder many times what may be wrong with us and our people. The problem is not with God. The problem abides not with the other religious orders of the world. The problem abides with us. Amen. Because we are failing many times in the area of responsibility. Paul says, personal. That means he's pointing to himself. If he is going to draw the strength in Jesus Christ, he must do it himself. And no one can do it for him. Then he uses the little verb, can. I can. That's a passive verb, which means what? It sets forth the proper attitude that Paul had regarding what he had available to him in Jesus Christ his Lord. You know, people underestimate the value of attitude. You know, your attitude will dictate about 99% of your success in life. If you've got the wrong attitude, if you look at the wrong way, my friend, and you wonder why you don't get a lot out of God's service and you don't feel close to the Lord, it's because you probably have the wrong attitude. People, it's amazing now how soured people's attitudes are. It's amazing that so many people have such a negative attitude. Paul says, I can. Now, Paul had a positive attitude in this verse. He was not wringing his hands and wondering. He was not questioning. He was not doubting. Paul had a positive attitude. And I believe you and I ought to have a positive attitude. We ought to have a can-do attitude in our daily living, in our lives. We need to have a can-do attitude in the service of God. Paul says, I can. You know, when I was being raised up around our household, my mother and daddy didn't like the word can't. I'm confident that probably most of you had some of that same philosophy being taught to you. You didn't say, I can't do something. Now, there are limitations, I understand that. But when it was around the household, when you didn't say, well, I can't do something, when most of the time your mother and daddy knew whether you were able to do it or not. Now, we try to tell God we can't do things. You know that? You say, well, I don't try to do it on a daily basis. You may not do it vocally, but you do it in actions. Many times we try to convey to the Lord that we are not able to do what God has given us the privilege to be able to do because we yield to that attitude, that negative attitude of saying, I can't. You know, it's a lot easier to say I can't than to say I can. It doesn't take years ever. Because when you say I can't, then we just we yield down and we don't have to exert much energy or effort into it. But you know, that's exactly what the devil wants you to say. The devil wants you to say, I can't. And too many of us, if God's people, are saying, I can't. When we can, because we have a force and a strength and a power available to us to assure us that we are able to do. We can face the difficulties of life. We can face the storms that come our way. We can be victorious in the day. I heard young people tell me, I hate to have children in our society today because of all the troubles that's going on around us. My friend, let me tell you something. It is not you and I that raises a child. We have a responsibility upon us, but the same God that raised you and I will enable us to raise our own children. To say that I can't. Oh, it's so easy for us to sit back and say I can't. Or I can't deal with this problem in my life. You know why so many people today have such depressed, discouraged, negative views on their lives? Because they're listening to the words of Satan that tell them they can't when they can. And you know, you ever had pity parties? Oh, I know you have. If I asked any of you, if you hadn't, then you'd probably be the only one that was not telling the truth here. But we all have. And I'll tell you, there's no pity party like a preacher pity party. Right. Now, if you talk about getting low and feeling sorry for yourself, we preachers can do that. I believe sometimes we can get as low as anybody ever can, and we get all discouraged and all distorted, and say that nobody cares about my preaching. Our preaching is not effective. The church is diminishing under me. And I can't do this and I can't do that. And I can't be effective. Oh, that's just exactly what the devil wants me to believe. But my friend, you and I, as a God children, we can. And I want you and I today to be strong in the power of our God. We ought to be willing to say that I can. I know we can, my friend, in the grace of Almighty God, because God's grace is indeed sufficient. It's sufficient. It always has been and it always will be. You don't have to worry about it running short tomorrow or getting diminishing. God's grace is as powerful today in our lives and is effective now as it were in the days of David and Solomon and those old patriarchs of old. Because the same God that they serve is the God you and I are serving here at Pigeon Forge this morning. That's the truth of the Bible, my friend. There, our God is present tense. And He never diminishes, as we know, the decline and the deterioration of the world that's around us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Paul says, I can. Oh, he was not taking a defeated attitude. He was not taking a negative attitude. He was rising up to the occasion and saying, I'm able, I can, in the grace and the strength that God will give me to face whatever may come my way. And I want you to know there may be you under my voice this morning who have very extreme difficulties in your life. You may have a doctor pronounced over you the sentence of death, far as that of cancer. You may have your family children that are having all types of problems. Your grandchildren may be suffering all kinds of problems. You may have personal problems and you concluded that there is no solution to my problem. There is no answer. I want to tell you, my beloved, in the power and in the wisdom and in the help of Almighty God, you can do what needs to be done. And you can move forward. And God will give you that grace that is sufficient. Now I'm telling you, if that won't help you, I don't know what's going to help you this morning. To remind you of the reality that we have a living God who has the power and the means to be able to meet our every need, my friend. Oh, he says, I can. Then he used a little word, do. The word do means that he expressing a willingness to do what needs to be done. That is, I can do, I can accomplish, I can obtain, I can overcome, I can be victorious. Why? Because God will give me the strength that are needed to be able to do that. Oh, how quickly, how easily we forget the reality of this verse in our lives as we live. We forget that I can do what needful to be done with God's grace and His mercy. Paul says, I can do. Oh, do you believe that you're able to do this morning? Oh, I hope you do. I can do. I can do all things. Now, what all things that he's talking about? What are all under consideration? Now, obviously, he's not talking about that we can do everything that we may set our own carnal mind to do. I certainly don't have no desire to want to be a rocket scientist. I have no desire to be a brain surgeon. I don't think I have the capability nor the mentality to do that. I'm thankful that we do have those type of individuals. But I'm telling you, my friend, the all things that are under consideration in that verse is that I believe that God has a will for all of us in this world. And that with the will that God has for my life, if I'm seeking God's will, I'm looking to Him and trusting in Him and asking Him to guide me, then whatever I encounter, whatever is needful for me to do in my life, God will give me that which I need, which are within His will for me in my life. We ought to pray, Lord, not my will, but what? Thy will be done. When He bowed in the garden just prior to death, when He gave His life on that cross, He says, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, Lord, but not my will, but Thy will be done. You and I are to wake up this morning saying, Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done. Whatever, Lord, Thou would have me to do today, lead me, Lord, direct me, and I know that if I look to You, I am able to do what is required of me in my service, in my job, or in my family, and in the church, in the house of Almighty God. I can do all things. All things. I can do what comes my way. I can face, I can be victorious, I can accomplish, and move forward by faith, believing and trusting and drawing from the strength of Almighty God. He said, I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. Through Christ means there is the means whereby He's able to be able to do. That's the source, that's the mainstream, that's the artery that supplies that of the necessary of our lives in order that we could be able to continue to go forward. Oh, my beloved, isn't it a blessing to know that we have a resurrected Savior this morning? Isn't it a wonderful blessing to know that we can face the storms? We can face the great Avenger, as Brother Sonny last night spoke, that Avenger will indeed one day overcome. But as we live our lives on this earth, we can live with the reality that our Savior has won the battle. The victory's been won. Oh, my friend, we may sometime lose the individual little war to the devil. We give in and we fail to realize who we are, what we are, and where we're going. That we are a child of the heavenly King. We're blood-bought, and we're heaven-bound. And as a child of the heavenly King, I have no reason to yield myself to a can't-do attitude. I have no reason to feel that with God's help and God's grace, I cannot accomplish what is His will for me on this earth. That I can, to know and to understand in our hearts that our Savior is alive and well. Oh, my friends, when people put on their bumper stickers, the sticker that says that God is dead. God is not dead. Our Savior's well. You ask me, we sing the hymn, you ask me how I know He lives. He lives within our heart. The greatest of all testimonies, the reality that He lives within our heart. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Which strengtheneth me. The means that He's able to do it is through Christ. And what He obtains through Christ is that necessary strength to be able to rise to the place of service. To rise to face what may be our way in life. Beloved, in the closing remarks to this morning, as we read this verse to you, and very quickly have commented on some of its content, I pray that God will help you and help me as well to understand the fullness of that verse and what is indeed available to me as a child of the Almighty God. That I can do. I am able to do. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Oh, my friend, that strength will not come by your wisdom. It does not come by who you are. In the eyes of men, nor your standing in society, that strength will come with you and your walk and your fellowship and your communion with Almighty God as you look to Him and say, Lord, I'm but a sinner. As a sinner, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to be able to help me. I need you to help me to be able to raise my little family. I need you to be able to help me to deal with the troubles in my life. I need you to help me, Lord, that I may be an honor and a glory to Thy name while I live. And you know what? You maintain that attitude. You remember that in your heart as you live every day. And I will assure you, you will be able and you will have the strength that you need to do the will of God while we're here on this earth. Yes, can I do all things through Christ which strengthens me? Yes. Do you believe that? I hope you do. And may God help you and I to remember that every single day that we live until we say farewell to this old world. God bless you, my prayer. Thank you.